fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ready to become a master of the minutiae surrounding Cougar athletics? Well, you've come to the right place. This is Cougar Sports with Ben Crennel, right here on ESPN 960.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crennel, broadcasting live from Fat Daddy's, FatDaddy'sPizzeria.com. Stop in, say hello, 223 West Center Street here in Provo, giving away free garlic knots. What do you think about those garlic knots, Brian Logan?
Amazing.
You like them?
Yeah.
Like 8 free garlic knots when you mention ESPN 960 with that purchase of a pie.
I had to slow it down again because I was like, wait a minute. It's too good.
All right. Yeah. You love it.
I had to take a break. I'm about to jump back
okay,
in, though.
I love it.
Between getting back on, you know, that's why I wasn't saying nothing for the first, 15 minutes with that interview.
Yeah, you're just eating the garlic knots.
I was like, oh, Lord, I hope they don't hear. They can't hear me smacking.
All right, Brian Logan by my side. We're going to get out to the hotline here, the Underdog Fantasy hotline here in a moment, and welcome in the creator of the Relative Athletic Score. But this segment is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Guess what? Opening day for Major League Baseball is Thursday, and you can draft a season-long fantasy baseball team and win $100,000 on Underdog, Underdog Fantasy Sports, whether it's the URL or the app downloaded today. A lot of things that you can play, though, outside of just the traditional fantasy games. If you ever wanted to play fantasy football league, a fantasy baseball league with zero in-season management, Underdog is where you're at. That's where you need to go. You can always get on Underdog and play Major League Best Ball. In Major League Best Ball, you can join a league with your friends or enter a tournament, draft your team, and that's it. There's no waivers, no trades, no setting up your lineup each day of the Major League Baseball season. You automatically get the optimal scores from your players you drafted in your starting lineup. Highest scores at the end of the season win cash prizes. You can draft against your friends in a private draft or join the Dinger to take your shot at the $500,000 in total prizes. So that's what I've been doing. I've been taking an approach of proximity, where I know the team, I know the players, and I create a higher or lower stat total guess there. And I've been winning a little bit of money. You can, too. Sign up today with the promo code ESPN960 and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code ESPN960 to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, let's get out to the Underdog Fantasy Hotline and welcome in Kent Lee Platy, the creator of the Relative Athletic Score. Kent, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. Glad to be back on.
You're finally getting these official numbers from pro days, etc. How's the data aggregation going?
Oh, it's fantastic, man. This is my favorite time of the year. It's very, very busy, as you'd imagine, but I love me some numbers.
Yes, indeed, you do. Kent, tell us a little bit about the Relative Athletic Score. Give us a baseline of how it works and why it is relative.
Yeah, Relative Athletic Scores is a 0 to 10 metric that compares a player's athletic testing from the combine or their pro day to their position group from 1987 until the player's draft year. 0-7 or 0-10 gives you a good idea because everybody knows zero isn't going to be good. So people can look at those numbers and know immediately what's a good score. It's got that 5 right in the middle, so you know what dead center is. And everything's stoplight color-coded. So green, red, and yellow makes it very easy to understand. All those numbers are brought together and it gives a final composite score that people can use to look at overall athleticism for players and compare them and hopefully figure out what type of trends your team is looking for.
I love it. Love the breakdown and appreciate you hopping on. Let's get into it. The BYU combine and pro day scores. How did BYU athletes fare? What was your overall assessment of the athleticism coming out of BYU this go around?
Yeah, BYU, we've mentioned this before on the program, but BYU has a very good strength and conditioning program, and that's pretty much continued this year. They had 4 players who came in with above elite or above scores, which is 8.0 or higher. And you had another 5 players that came in with above average scores, which is anything between 5 and 8. So a lot of really good athletes came out of there this year. And even one of the guys that didn't test all that well, which is Puka Nacua, he did fine. He compared to Alan Hearn. So even though he didn't test quite as well, he still has a really good pro comp in his scores.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like looking at the pro comp as well, like who are the same similar player as far as athleticism is concerned. How did Jerry Rice, I don't know if you have official numbers on Jerry Rice, we always talk about from a wide receiver standpoint, he came in, he ran like a 4.7 40. I don't know what his vert was, but do you have Jerry Rice's numbers by chance on your RAS score?
Jerry Rice came out in 1985, which is actually the first year that the combine existed, but they didn't start tracking numbers officially until a couple of years later, and none of that data, as far as I can tell, exists in any sort of public form. So we don't have anything from back then. I think Bill Walsh said that he ran a 4.59, which is still not a great time, so the idea that he didn't run well is still valid. But we don't really have any of those numbers to compare. And even if we did for Raz, it's relative to a player's draft year. We don't have anybody else to compare them to.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the BYU guys. Who graded out the best? Give us the maybe the 1 through 10, or you know, give us the breakdown of the players that participated in the respective pro day and combine and how they fared.
Yeah, Blake Freeland easily scored the best in the class for BYU. He had a 9.82 out of 10, scored elite numbers in his speed scores. His explosion drills were both 99th percentile, one of the best verticals ever by an offensive tackle at the combine. He had a very good cone drill, so one of the best testers overall by BYU by a mile is Blake Freeland. That isn't to say that he didn't have a lot of other good testers. Caleb Hayes also did really well with a 9.74, compared very favorably to a couple of big names like Marshawn Lattimore. But the one that he compares the closest to, I think, is Shaquille Griffin, who was a Pro Bowler a couple of years ago. Christopher Brooks and Joe Tukuafu both scored really well. I don't have official numbers for them yet, but the numbers that I do have are very good for both of them. Jaren Hall, should be no surprise that Jaren Hall tested very well for a quarterback, ended up with a 7.92. Harris LeChance had a 7.61, which is pretty good. Matthew Criddle, a free safety, had a 6.6. Peyton Wilgar, linebacker, had 6.48. And Chris Jackson also had a 6.48. So a lot of really good testers in there from the school this year.
Yeah, what is the yellow I guess gauge, is that just like kind of average, above average?
Yeah, anything above average, but not quite in that elite range. You know, you don't want to be below average, but I try to at least separate it. You know, it's not like okay, it's still above average. Those are good numbers to have, but it's not in that elite 8 or above range, the top 20%.
Yeah, and so all time, with the numbers that you have, is Blake Freeland the best athlete, the best Roz athlete ever to come through Brigham?
If he's not, he's close. Let me pull that up.
I know. I didn't prep you for this one. I was just asking you about the BYU athletes coming out this year, but it made me intrigued just seeing how freakishly athletic Blake was and even Caleb was. I wonder how they rank out all time in BYU athletic history.
So he's close. He actually tied with Brady Christensen, who had a 9.84 when he came out, but his all-time score is 9.83. So those two are tied.
Wow.
And then Chandon Herring had a 9.88, and then Scott Young from back in 2005 had a 9.93 all-time score.
Wow. Crazy. So Brady Christian and Blake Freeland are tied for third behind did you say Chandon Herring is above those guys?
Yep. Just a little, just a little bit above them, a couple of points. And then Scott Young, I was just looking at his, this is 2005, so if you want to, people like to say that guys are getting more athletic over time, but he put up some pretty ridiculous numbers, a 43 in the bench. That's pretty impressive.
That is ridiculous is what that is. Kent Lee Platy on the line, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960, discussing the productivity, the athleticism per the relative athletic scores of these individual BYU football players. I loved what I saw from – I know you mentioned they aren't official numbers just yet, but I loved what I saw from Chris Brooks and Joe Tukuafu. I thought they both had nice outings. Break down their scores and what really stood out to you from their scores.
Yeah, and again, I don't have the official times in yet for him, but Brooks had excellent explosion drills. Both his vertical and his broad were 85th and 82nd percentile scores. And of course, for a running back, he's a bigger dude, so that size really helps him out. His time drills, the timing from Brigham Young was actually really close to the official one, so I don't expect his 4.58 to be too far off from what the official numbers are. Which is very good for a player of his size. So it's one of those for his size type of athletes where it's very impressive already, but once you look at his size, you're like, wow, that's even more impressive. And then Tukuafu is just speed at his size. I've already mentioned that BYU has a really good strength and conditioning program. And guys that are able to run that 5-second, 40-yard dash that are interior offensive linemen isn't a very common trait. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, I look at Joe, and I wonder if he could play even a different position at the next level with his athleticism. Like, how would he, at that size, how would he compare in the defensive tackle role athletically? I don't know if you have any transparency, visibility of that, and I know I'm asking you to do things on the fly here, but, like, how does he grade out athletically at, like, D-tackle?
Yeah, and we actually have an option on every player card on the site at Razz.Football. There's an option right beneath the card to run as a different position. He ends up with a 7.02 overall Razz at defensive tackle. Still very good speed scores and better size scores than he had at guard.
Wow. I think he could play D-tackle, honestly. I hope he gets into a camp with it, with his phenomenal performance, and he gets a look somewhere. He even ran routes at his pro day, Kent, and he looked good. He's a former tight end, and so he was running routes. He actually looked pretty gosh dang good. He looked pretty smooth out there. It was impressive.
I wonder if the Detroit Lions were there, because they had Penny Sewell running routes last year. They like offensive linemen who could do that.
You never know, man. You never know. Let's break down Jared Hall real quick. Athletically, where does he rank out amongst quarterbacks in this year's draft?
Yeah, he finished with a 7.92. He didn't do the explosion drills, but he did all of the timing drills. He did very well in those. Obviously, his size is going to ding him a little bit. He's not a very large quarterback. He ended up with a 7.92, which is just shy of that elite range. With all the adjustments we're going to be doing between now and the combine, that might inch up to 8, but he's probably going to end up just shy of there. He ran a 4.64, which is exceptional for a quarterback. That's a 91st percentile. And his shuttle drill is 4.19, which is 87th percentile. Very talented athlete, very quick and very fast.
Yeah, he spun the ball really well, too. I think he had a solid pro day, and the athleticism that you see on film was validated in the drills as well. Well, as far as BYU is concerned, you've said it, time and time again on our show, a lot of great athletes come out of BYU, and you chalked it up to the strength and conditioning program, maybe even recruiting. They continue to put out some high-level football players and kind of shock the world. I mean, you could say that Blake Freeland stole the show at the combine. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. He had one of the best scores of any position at the combine. I was hoping that you were going to get to him, but I wanted to highlight Harris LeChance for a second just because he had a 4.32 in his shuttle drill. His overall score was only 7.61, which is good. That's not great. But his shuttle drill was the one I wanted to highlight, because anything under a 4.5 is considered like starter level for that shuttle drill. It's the most correlated metric for NFL starting offensive linemen is the shuttle drill. And he had a 4.32, which is not only below that like high water mark for what teams are looking for, but that's below like the top tier mark that teams look for, which is 4.4 and below. So he's a guy that I don't think gets enough attention for the type of athletic talent that he has.
Yeah, you know, I had picked him as my player that I thought would kind of shock and awe. And he had a solid outing. There's no doubt he had a good outing. And you're right. The agility drills were really good. I mean, he's a big body too. That's something to take into account. But with in the shadow of Blake Freeland, he kind of goes unseen, right? Because that shadow is so big. And even Joe had a phenomenal outing there, although smaller at 6'4", you know, 288. Harris deserves a little bit more love. I'm in accord.
Yeah, and just to give an idea of just how impressive that is, it was 99.9 percentile for offensive tackles. All
wow. Wow. That's ridiculous. Where do you think Harris moves up? We had him as a late 6th, 7th rounder to undrafted free agent. Do you think he jumps into – I mean, if he's got solid film and he looks the part with those athletic drills, do you think he can jump in to be a draftable prospect?
It had to really impress teams. You know, teams are always looking at the tape to try to make sure that things match up. But there's a lot of data out there that shows. I actually have up on my site a study that I showing those players that had that sub-4.5 shuttle drill. But there's a lot of NFL starting offensive linemen drafted in any round. So not even just like early round offensive linemen, but late round guys as well, who ran really good shuttle drills and found their way starting in the NFL. So if teams were considering him, you know, a fringe draftable guy or a later round guy, it absolutely helped his draft stock that he put up those kind of numbers.
Kent Lee Platy, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're following Kent on Twitter at MathBomb. And check out his website. I think you'll love it. RAS.football, the relative athletic score aggregator. And look, I don't know. I don't know what your website traffic has been like over the last few years. I mean, what type of incremental growth have you seen in hits and clicks on your website?
Yeah, my year-over-year growth has been pretty darn good the last couple of years, especially. You know, the site's been up since 2017. But over the last 2 years, I think I saw an uptick of 200% and then 50%. And I'm hoping to break another 50 or 100% again this year, increase year-over-year. So I'm excited for what 2023 is going to bring for it.
Kent, we salute you. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
I appreciate you guys having me anytime.
There you go, Kent Lee Platy. Any takeaways, Brian Logan?
The biggest one is the correlation that he breaks down with the shuttle and the starters. I mean, that's got to be gold for NFL scouts, right? To say, you know, all the starters, regardless of where they've been drafted, but all the starters that, you know, obviously you're having success run under this time, the shuttle time, so that's a pretty huge indicator. To get that data, man, is
yep.
That's amazing.
Love it. Great perspective from Kent Lee Platy. We'll go to break, but we're live from Fat Daddy's, Fat Daddy's Pizzeria, fatdaddyspizzeria.com, where you get the best pizza in the business. Nobody does it better than Fat Daddy's. Pizza's perfect for just about any occasion, and we're at the perfect location, 223 West Center Street in Provo. If you mention ESPN 96, you get 8 free garlic knots with your purchase. We're offering gelato. We got milkshakes here as well in Provo. Pizza made right, New York City style. And we're also giving away a free pass, free admission to the Utah Valley Marathon. So if you want to compete, or you have a friend or family member that wants to compete, come in, enter your name, and you can win a free ticket to the Utah Valley Marathon to compete in said marathon. Also, go to the website and you can utilize the, if you don't want to come in and win it, you can utilize the Fat Daddy's 15 promo code and get 15% off your entry fee. That's our promo code. We'll go to break. Coming up next, what's cooking with the Cougars? This is Cougar Sports, ESPN 960.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.